Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Bunga ng pagkamatay ng isang babaeng taga Melbourne, kaugnay ng mga sintomang may kaugnayan sa trangkaso, kinwestiyon ang kalidad ng flu vaccine sa taong ito. May mga nangangamba at nagsabi na mahinang bakuna. Isang pahayag na madiing pinabulaanan ng pamahalaan. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Matt Connellan na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. 40 taong gulang lamang si Tennille Smith. Siya'y namatay noong nakarang Biyernes. Ang ina ng tatlong bata ang pinakahuling biktima ng kinikilalang pinakamalalang flu season sa kasaysayan. Ayon sa kanyang ama na si Gary Seamer, hindi kumonsulta sa doktor ang kanyang anak.
Tennille, I think, had it in her mind that it's no use going to the doctors. I've only got the flu and she's paid for her life by not doing that.
Si Tennille Smith ay isa sa mahigit na 500 kataong namatay na may kaugnayan sa sakit na trangkaso sa taong ito. May ilang mamanggagamot ang sinisisi ang kaso sa bakuna. Sinabi ni Professor Paul Van Binder mula Immunization Coalition, mayroong mas malakas na alternatibo ng bakuna.
Well, we couldn't do anything other than use the one we did this year because the companies did not bring the better vaccines into Australia. We do know that they're working through a licensing process. They should be available in 2018.
Ayon sa Chief Medical Officer ng Pamahalaan, Professor Brendan Murphy, walang katotohanan ng anumang mungkahay na pinili ang bakuna base sa halaga.
It is completely incorrect that we purchase vaccines other than the best available, and the suggestion that it was based on cost is completely erroneous. They were not an alternative at all. They were not possible to consider them last year because they weren't registered or available for purchase in this country.
Ayon sa Immunization Coalition, mayroong halos 11,000 na kumpirmang kaso tinatag ng Laboratory Confirmed Notifications of Influenza sa Australia ng nakarang taon. Sa taong ito, tumaas ito ng higit doble. Mayroong halos 220,000 notifications. Ang New South Wales ang state na may pinakamalaking bilang ng kaso, sinundan ng Queensland, Victoria at South Australia. Ngunit may ilang mga GP ang naniniwala na di ang kalidad ng bakuna ang dahilan ng lubhang pagtaas ng bilang ng taong ito. Sinabi ni Dr. Abby Verma mula Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, mahalagang hikayating magpabakuna ang mas maraming tao.
I think the issue is that the vaccination currently available is certainly safe and certainly been well tested, but primarily we're just vaccinating too few people, and there's no point in having a stronger vaccination if too few people are getting it. And so I think the issue has really been that there's just far too few people being vaccinated, and there's just too many people who are letting themselves susceptible to the influenza virus due to inactivity.
Inutusan na ng Ministro para Kalusugan Greg Hunt ang Chief Medical Officer na suriin kung paano mapapalakas ang programa para pagpabakuna bago dumating ang susunod na flu season. Sinabi ni Dr. Verma, mahalagang may pagpatuloy ang pagpapabuti.
The nature of influenza is that it's a constantly evolving virus, and as such, the developers of vaccinations need to be constantly performing research and performing clinical trials into that.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.